Hey there, folks. Alex Newman here with the New American Magazine. We are with Dale Wilcox, very special guest. He's the executive director of the Immigration Reform Law Institute, and they're involved in some incredibly significant cases right now involving immigration. Dale, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure.
So tell us about, first of all, what's happening at the border, because I think most Americans really are clueless about the crisis that's happening here.
It is a true crisis. Last month alone, we saw 178,000 apprehensions at the border, 178,000. 2021, the entire year, over 2 million. And what people need to understand, there are only 10 cities in the United States that have a population of a million people or more. We apprehended at the border, had more encounters than people who live in Philadelphia, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, many of the cities. And if you add gotaways into that number and overstays of visa, you're approaching 3 to 4 million people, more than the population of Houston and Chicago.
And so where are they going? I mean, we hear these reports that Biden is like flying them to Florida and Mississippi. Where are they going?
They're going all over the country. We see the midnight flights, and sadly, we saw a murder here recently in Florida by one of those alleged murder by, well, it was a murder, but allegedly committed by this illegal alien who was one of those let into the country under the Biden administration. 24-year-old Honduran man claimed he was 17 at the border, so he got in and made his way to Florida and killed a father of four.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So my understanding of the Constitution, and I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a constitutional scholar, but my understanding is that the president's job is to ensure that the laws are faithfully executed. Would you say that the immigration laws, the border laws, are being faithfully executed?
Absolutely not. One of Biden's campaign promises was to suspend deportations for 100 days. Okay, we're talking about people who have already been through the court process. A judge has said, no, you've got to leave the country, has entered an order of removal. And Biden said, criminals, no, we're not going to remove you. We had to take them to court. And we got an injunction. And thankfully, that didn't go into effect. So things like that he's doing. And even things that might not be against the law, like Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which was very effective in stemming the flow at the border. He stopped and just arbitrarily said, we're not going to do this anymore. And thankfully, Texas, among other states, stepped in, sought an injunction, and we're outside counsel for the state of Texas. And Texas has gotten injunction after injunction. So far, they're 3-0. We have several injunctions pending against the administration.
And so where does this battle go next? Are other states getting involved? And what are things that, so if you have the executive branch at the federal level that's kind of just not enforcing law, what options do people have?
Other states are getting involved. Thankfully, yesterday I met with the Attorney General of Texas. And also there was the Attorney Generals from several states, Indiana, Montana, all over. You see, people thought immigration, well, that's a border issue. We're not a border city or a border state. It really doesn't apply. They're flying people all over the country. Every city in the United States is a border city now. Every state is a border state. So AGs from all over the country are realizing this, and the drug trade is affecting the entire country. Did you know that fentanyl is now the number one cause of death for people between the ages of 18 and 45? The number one, and it's coming across the southern border.
So what can average folks at home do who aren't lawyers, who aren't politicians? How do people get involved in this?
Well, one thing is community action, getting together, standing together. We had an instance in, I'm from the D.C. area. There was a Maryland county who passed the most restrictive sanctuary ordinance in the country. We will not cooperate. We don't care if they're criminals. Will not cooperate with immigration authorities so they can remove them from the country. The community got together. Because in 1 month after that sanctuary ordinance passed, there were 11 sexual assaults by illegal aliens in that one county. And people got fed up and said, we're not having this. We organized a rally, went down to the county executive's office, called radio stations, got them involved, put pressure on them, and they backed off. So it does make a difference. People can make a difference. Write op-eds, letters to the editors, run for elected office. We've seen what happened with school boards when people have abandoned those positions and left them to people whose values don't mirror American traditional values. There's so much that people can do. They shouldn't feel that they have to work for an organization like mine to make a difference. If everyday people come together, they can make a difference in numbers.
Awesome. And how can people find you guys on the web?
We have a website. It's irli.org. And you can find us on Twitter at IRLI Law.
Excellent. Well, Dale Wilcox, thank you very much for spending time with us. Thanks for all the work that you're doing. And we'll keep following and see what you guys are up to. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.